This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A complex legal battle is unfolding over the death of a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee in Charlotte. After a state court ruled the suspect incompetent to stand trial, federal prosecutors are stepping in to ensure the case doesn't stall indefinitely. On August 22, 2025, Irina Zarutska was traveling on the Lynx Blue Line when, according to investigators, 34-year-old DeCarlos Brown Jr. pulled a knife and stabbed her three times without provocation. The sheer randomness of the attack left passengers in a state of shock.
This is Charlotte 911. Do you need police, fire, or medic?
We on a plane. This man just stabbed this woman for no reason. I was there right beside her.
You said a male stabbed someone for no reason? Do they need medic?
Yeah, it's on the train. Yeah, it's a f***ing cleaner.
Okay, stay alive with medic.
Brown was apprehended moments later, but the road to a conviction has hit a major snag. This week, court documents revealed that a state evaluation determined Brown is incapable to proceed in his upcoming criminal trial, effectively halting the North Carolina prosecution. The defense has pointed to a long history of mental illness supported by Brown's own statements to authorities and family members. A year before the attack, Brown called 911 from a hospital, claiming he was being manipulated by external forces, leading to a welfare check and Brown's arrest.
My body got exposed to material. I need you guys to investigate.
It's not if I get an MRI and they see what it is, what they gonna say? We gotta get surgery and get that out so we can investigate what the is.
Put your hands on your back.
He's being arrested for misuse of 911. Got that letter.
Why?
As I told you, you didn't have a police emergency, and that if you call back over some nonsense, then we would have to arrest you for misuse of 911.
While the state case is stalled, the Department of Justice is moving forward. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon confirmed that the state's competency ruling is completely separate from federal proceedings. Brown remains in federal custody, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Charlotte is preparing for its own independent psychiatric evaluation. Even while behind bars, Brown has continued to deny personal responsibility for the killing. In a jailhouse call to his sister, he blamed his actions on materials he believes were implanted in his brain. Because Brown is in federal custody, the state's process for restoring his competency is currently on hold. The move by the DOJ ensures that even if the state case remains frozen, the federal charges provide a parallel path towards a resolution. More crime and justice news after this. A 58-year-old disabled woman is recovering today after authorities say she was kept prisoner in a basement for 2 years, starved, isolated, and used for her disability checks. On March 15th, a Saginaw man was stunned to find an intruder in his living room. A woman, described as skin and bones and looking decades older than her actual age, had used a metal pipe to smash through his window to escape the house next door. The neighbor called 911, and the victim told police she had been held captive by her sister-in-law, 48-year-old Tasha Beeman, since her husband's death in 2024. She claimed she was rarely fed, had no access to running water, and was forced to live on an old mattress while a radio blared nearby 24/7 to drown out any noise she might make. Saginaw Police Detective Sergeant Jeff Dowd reported that officers found a lock on the basement door, a mattress on the floor, and a 5-gallon bucket of urine. The victim only managed to escape when she realized she was home alone and found the strength to force a door open. At the hospital, staff treated the woman for severe malnourishment, stating she would likely have died if she hadn't escaped when she did. Tasha Beeman was arrested on April 2nd and hit with felony charges of vulnerable adult abuse and unlawful imprisonment. Investigators suspect Beeman was keeping the woman captive specifically to collect her disability payments. Following the victim's rescue, Beeman reportedly made 40 separate calls to the hospital where her sister-in-law was being treated. She is currently being held at the Saginaw County Jail and is scheduled for a preliminary examination on April 20th. As for the victim, she remains under medical care as she begins the long process of physical recovery. A Florida woman who treated thousands of patients while posing as a licensed nurse has learned her fate. Between June 2024 and January 2025, 29-year-old Autumn Bardisa worked at Advent Health in Palm Coast. Investigators say she landed a job as an advanced nurse technician by claiming she was a recent graduate awaiting her licensing exam. To finalize her credentials, she allegedly stole the license number of a legitimate nurse who shared her first name. When hospital staff noticed inconsistencies in her records, Bardisa claimed she had simply changed her last name after getting married, though she never produced the paperwork to prove it. The deception unraveled when a suspicious coworker independently checked her credentials. They discovered that Bardisa's only real medical qualification was a certified nursing assistant license, and even that had expired. By the time the Flagler County Sheriff's Office launched its 7-month investigation, Bardisa had already interacted with thousands of patients. This week, Bardisa pleaded no contest to charges of unlicensed practice of healthcare and fraudulent use of identification. Circuit Judge Don Nichols withheld adjudication, sentencing Bardisa to 5 years of probation and 50 hours of community service. As part of the plea deal, Bardisa must write a formal letter of apology to the nurse whose identity she stole, and she is strictly barred from working in the medical field for the duration of her probation. The sheriff's office is still encouraging anyone who believes they were treated by Bardisa during her time at Advent Health to come forward. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.